My name is Robert Rote, and right now you're in the middle of Camp Ratt. It's spelled R-A-T-T. It was Responsible Adults Transition Town. I'm one of the first two here. I'm the elder, I guess you say, of this place. This used to be a TxDOT place where they could store stuff here. And it has been used in over 10 years. This over here, this is where we, a bunch of us, like, sit together here. And we cook here. These are some of my friends. I can't never remember names.
Amika.
Marcus.
We got a wooden fire.
Sausages, pork patties.
And there's coffee.
Coffee. I thought that was beans at first.
It's coffee beans.
Coffee beans. That looks like it's going to be good. You guys know that we are getting a grill here. Today sometime.
Yes.
And we got the propane.
Propane, yes.
Show the people out there that we're self-sufficient here. We can get what we need to get done. This wind is cold. Brekkies. Right now, we're in the back part of the property. There's a lot and lots of tents out here. They want to bring in a big shelter here. We're fighting that right now. Keep that from happening. You guys want to talk on the radio?
I've got a doctor's appointment at 1:30.
Ooh, you better.
And I've got to get people out here to sign this petition before I go.
Well, what petition is this?
It's a petition from the residents of this camp. We demand that the Transportation Commission deny the $1 per month lease that nonprofit ATX Helps seeks to establish a sprung tent on top of our community. We, the residents, were never consulted on this plan and have our own visions for our community. I'm Susan Peek.
He's just making a fence for his place. I like that. That's a pretty cool fence. This is just the front part. We got, like I said, we got 24 bays. These used to be TxDOT bays where they could store stuff in them. And there's families and boyfriend, girlfriends, and single people here up front. I'm trying to find somebody. Who do I know who would like to talk? One of my favorite people, walking her puppy, which literally he is a puppy. Yoo-hoo!
Yes?
Can you come here for a sec?
Not if I'm going to be on camera.
This ain't camera. This is a radio.
Okay. My name is Kay. I'm here with my high school son. He's in high school and he goes to ACC.
Yeah, Kay. So what do you think about the idea of them putting that big shelter in the back?
I'm for it. because of my situation, though, I can understand other people's situation. It would be easier for me and my son to be indoors, heating, air, showers, laundry, and security, because we don't really have security here.
Well, I was going to say is the only reason why we don't want it because that's going to end up looking like the Arch, because they want to control.
We've only been in the women and children.
Yeah. You know that they want to make sure that you come in at a certain time. That's the reason why we don't want that here, because we want more freedom here.
But freedom gives everybody else freedom to do whatever they want, breaking the law. You got prostitution going on out here. You got drug dealing going on out here.
Yeah, I understand that part. And
we
know
the other children that are here,
yes,
because there are babies here now.
Yes, we got two little guys. But, I mean, I know what I see where you're coming from. But I've been out here camping like this for over 10 years. And I've been in those kind of places. But you're going to find the same kind of stuff in there that you would find out here. We're going to work on stuff like that. Right. We're going to make sure that the rules are going to be followed. If they don't listen, they're out of here. That's what we're planning on doing.
I just don't see that being done. I'm sorry.
I just don't. Your opinion, sweetheart. Me and you will still be best friends.
I know.
Bye, Kay. Yeah, see, that's only one of many here. And as you see, I mean, we got enough room for another 50 to 100 tents if we're really looking at it. I want to take it to the moon and past. I want to get this thing so everybody knows this. I mean, statewide, citywide, countrywide, to see that, hey, us homeless people are not what everybody thinks. We are real human beings, and I like us to be treated like real human beings. We're trying to make it a city within the city.